And welcome once again to another edition of A Plain Answer here at Redeemer Broadcasting. I'm Dan Elmendorf. On the Skype line with us today is Dr. Malone. And Dr. Malone, it is an honor to have you back on with us today.
Always my pleasure, Dan. And good to see you there taking care of your granddaughter. if she bursts into the conversation at some point, I think it's just a good thing. So I'm not worried about it.
I appreciate that. That's the way it works in church, too. We have the philosophy that our children join us in church, and sometimes there's a little bit noise, and someone once described, those are the sounds of the kingdom, and I love that description. Dr. Malone, you've written an important book, and let's kind of use that as a springboard today in our discussion. I saw you on the air on the War Room, I think it was last week, and there was a lot of material that you were covering. So can you get us started? What's the concern that you address in your new book?
So this volume, and it is a volume, I'm sorry, guys, it's another big, thick one, just like Lies My Government Told Me. And so some people say that book isn't long enough. But this one is about 130,000 words. So it's a big volume that the title is Cywar, Enforcing the New World Order. And this is the product of really 2 years of work by myself and my partner, spouse, fellow advanced degree holder, Dr. Joel Malone. Mm-hmm. And what it really is underneath it, you know, getting to the question of why should you read the book, you, the audience? The answer is that we as a population of citizens here in the United States and really across the Western world have been unknowingly subjected to a suite of technologies that really compromise our ability to think and reason and understand the world around us. And this is this modern advanced propaganda, censorship, and psychological manipulation environment that in particular has accelerated since, and I'm just going to say it, the 1963 coup, where John F. Kennedy was assassinated. And it's become the norm that information and belief systems and politics and economics have all been very actively manipulated by various parties. And in one level, that's no surprise. Of course, propaganda and censorship exists. The reason to read the book is that these technologies have become quite advanced, and many of us are unprepared for them. We're not aware of how pervasive they are. This technology is a kissing cousin to marketing.
Yes.
You know, when we're all familiar with marketing and being sold cars and politicians and dish soap and everything else. But it's much more advanced, much more insidious. And unfortunately, people that are highly educated are among the most susceptible. So they fool themselves into thinking that they're immune to this because of their education, et cetera. But what we've learned over time is that education basically indoctrinates you to accept whatever narrative is being presented to you
right.
by an authority. So the reason to read the book is to better understand the tech and the methods that are being deployed so that you might be more resistant to it, less susceptible to these kinds of manipulations that are designed and quite effective at controlling everything that you, every information that you encounter, everything that you think, feel, believe. This is particularly important for communities of faith because communities of faith have historically and in the present, as we know, been targeted by this kind of information manipulation. And so the reason to get the book, sorry to be so commercial, but my publisher insists. The reason to read it, more importantly, by whatever channel you get access to it, is to prepare yourself, basically arm yourself, so that you can see through these methods and have a better chance of making your own mind up about what is truth, what are proper morals, what is the way to be in the world, how to act, and how to communicate to others, because all of this is being actively manipulated. So that's the essence of the thing, but the devil is in the details, as they say. And this book provides a lot of detail, but I got to say that on a daily basis, I uncover more and more. Just the other day, I put out an article that was really an amplification of the presentation that I gave at the Mises Institute last Friday, in which I talked about your right to think, which is not something that's protected in the Constitution. Yes. And it's absolutely the target of what's being done here, is to manipulate your thoughts. And the economics behind that, economics of what is now called surveillance capitalism, which is what's practiced by Amazon, Google, and Facebook. This new economic model where the mining of your feelings, emotions, and thoughts without your permission is being performed in order to craft a product which is essentially sold on the futures market. The product that is crafted by mining you, mining your mind, your information, your thoughts and feelings, is then sold to third parties as a predictor of your economic activity, of what you're going to buy, what you're going to want, that is then used in a marketing sense to manipulate your buying practices. The same thing is happening, of course, with your political preferences and your whole belief and moral system, wherein your information is being mined without your authorization. You are basically akin to a natural resource. You're being treated as a natural resource,
right,
from which information is being extracted without your permission, and then reformulated, packaged, and sold off to the highest bidder repeatedly, so that you can be better sold whatever the thing is, a belief system, a political party, a political candidate, or a meat-free, a synthetic meat, whatever the thing is, right? That's this new environment in which I liken it to a surreal landscape, a Salvador Dali-esque landscape, in which it's very, very difficult to perceive truth. Truth becomes basically a commodity, a subjective commodity that is a product of your feelings. Hmm. In this environment, there's no objective truth. Of course, for people of faith, this is an obscenity. This is
correct.
Absolutely anathema. This is truly evil. But it is the world in which the modern state, particularly Western states, but historically also the East, really across the entire world, this is what nation states have come to, and this is the world order that is being promoted by the United Nations, the European Union, and all of these globalist organizations like the World Economic Forum, that believes that it's absolutely necessary to manipulate information, feelings, and truth in order to advance a variety of social objectives, like promotion of diversity, equity, inclusion, mm-hmm. open borders, mass migration. And we're seeing this. There's just a lovely example that came out. Sorry, maybe lovely isn't the right word. It's a burning up the internet, another one of these things that's gone viral, of the British police officer arresting an elderly man for posting things on Facebook.
Yes.
That violates the new UK laws, which are about to be mirrored in Canada, concerning hate speech. And of mm-hmm. course, hate speech is akin to pornography. It's in the eye of the beholder. So it's a very subjective thing, what constitutes hate speech. But this very Orwellian concept now has been weaponized, and individuals are being arrested and put in jail and fined, etc., for engaging in speaking things which contradict approved narratives. And it's only a matter of time before this comes to the States, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
Like, particularly as we're seeing the trends going that we're seeing. And again, to come back to communities of faith, the philosophical and moral structures by which you interpret the world and in which you use to guide yourself as an individual and as a community in the world are perceived as threatening to these people that are advancing what's really a socialist agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And this puts all of us at risk.
No question. Today we're talking with Dr. Robert Malone, and he's written a new book. It's called PsyWar, P-S-Y, capital W-A-R. And I was looking on Amazon, Dr. Malone, and it says September 24, 2024, and it allows me to pre-order it. Do I have the correct info there?
Yeah, that's the Amazon link. Hopefully we can push that forward, but that's the official release date that Skyhorse has given to Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's currently discounted 10% for pre-orders. Okay. And we're very grateful. I love the designation. I think it's now the number one new listing in the domain of communications and media studies.
It is. It's the number one bestseller in communication and media studies. And I can't resist asking you, and I know the answer, I think, but I just want to ask it and let you answer it. What prompted you to write this book, PsyWar?
So, having been on the receiving end, so let me put it this way. I've been subjected to 3 years at least now of continuous attacks in the press and social media and a variety of forums. And then more recently, hearings in the Republican-led House various subcommittees have provided clear documentation of the role of the government in specifically targeting me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the only one. It's not all about me, but it was validating to see that these experiences that I've had were not just random. They didn't emerge organically from corporate media or from social media. They were the product of specific government policies and procedures having to do with CISA, the Department of Homeland Security, and HHS targeting, quote, disinformation concerning the virus, SARS-CoV-2, mm-hmm. COVID crisis, and particularly the vaccine. So, having been on the receiving end of this technology now in a continuous, prolonged way for years, I was, and it's fascinating, there was a post just now from Bobby Kennedy in which he seems to be coming to terms and quite angry with what the media is doing to him with their concerted attacks. And I read it and I And my reaction was kind of like, well, Bobby, welcome to the club.
Welcome.
So having been subjected to this, I went on a journey of trying to make sense out of it.
Hmm.
What is behind this? Is this coordinated? If so, how? What's the technical basis? What's the research basis behind this? What are the methods? Who is doing it? How does it fit into a broader agenda? All those questions really deviled me. And Jill and I have written about them now for years on our Substack. We have, you know, thousands of essays now on Substack. And we decided that having completed the book and put it out there on the lies my government told me, the next step was to go beyond just cataloging the disinformation that the government was putting out in the lies,
mm-hmm.
but to go into how were they doing this, what was behind it, what's the technology, etc. And so that's what led us to develop this, is we basically pulled together material that we had written over Substack over years now, cataloged it, clustered it, then rewrote it to give rise to this volume, which is really, as I say, kind of a compendium of this is how they do it, this is why they do it, these are the agendas that are being supported, that's the New World Order issues. So we go into great depth about what's going on at the United Nations and the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum and how they're all integrated and how they are using these technologies to support and advance their various globalist agendas. And we started with just the basics of what is propaganda, what are the prior academic works about propaganda going back to Bernays, and then carried it forward into the present and kind of took apart the fallacies in a lot of the old writing, but then also reflected on the wisdom and warnings that were given to us by Orwell and Huxley, which and many others that turn out to be amazingly prescient. And so that's how we got to this, was basically our journey of discovery and trying to understand and then trying to share what we learned with the broader audience.
Hmm. The book is called PsyWar, P-S-Y, capital W-A-R. The author is Robert W. Malone and his wife, Dr. Jill Malone. Robert is a MD, MS. Jill is a PhD. And these folks have been doing a deep dive into this stuff. And now you know the reason why he wrote it. I figured that was pretty much the reason Dr. Malone, the system, if you want to call it that, has mistreated you people something terrible. And a lot of folks got hit with cancellation and misrepresentation.
Yeah, we're just kind of high profile examples of what has happened across our entire culture.
Yeah. I first heard of you during the COVID thing. And, you know, I was watching The War Room and they would have you on now and then. And then I learned that, oh, well, this guy really knows a lot about this technology that supposedly they're using to fight. Can we talk about the vaccine a little bit? Your opinion of it? We've got maybe 3 or 4 minutes left.
So a quick update. The market capitalization, in other words, the stock value of the companies that have been most active in promoting this has not done well recently. And that reflects the fact that the body of information that is matured now concerning the side effects and the activity, the adverse events associated with this tech, has emerged in a way that was clearly now well documented as having been suppressed.
Mm-hmm.
And these side effects that many, such as Ryan Cole, who's also been subjected to this psychological warfare methodology. The risks of activation of malignancy and enhancement of malignancy, the risks of cardiovascular complications that Peter McCullough has spoken about so extensively, the risks of the blood coagulation problems, et cetera, sudden death, reproductive harms, all of these things are now breaking free of the efforts that have been made to suppress and control that information. And the companies are finding it very hard to come up with additional products that are successful in the marketplace, and yet still the government now is actively promoting and funding the development of this technology in the latest example for this avian influenza that is not really an infectious disease threat to humans at this point, in that we're not seeing mortality, we're not seeing sustained human-to-human transmission. We're seeing a handful of cases. Is it four? Is it eight? Seems to be less than 10.
Oh, my.
None of which have died, and yet hundreds of millions of dollars are being dropped into this on our behalf, and there is a active effort to promote fear about this and to emergency use authorize, once again, these kinds of products.
Hmm.
So in terms of the underlying technology, what's really come to fore is increasing transparency in information concerning the risks. And this is coming from all over the world, in addition to increased transparency about how those risks, the information about those risks, were suppressed so that people were not informed when they were subjected to these various mandates. And that's become clear. That's not a conspiracy theory. There was intentional efforts to suppress this, largely from political arms of nation states acting on regulatory authorities and scientists. There's always bad apples in any community, including the scientific community and the regulatory affairs community.
Sure.
But the data that's coming out is, for instance, from Germany, is demonstrating that there were, we could call them conscientious objectors or whistleblowers, individuals who were speaking out within the scientific and regulatory communities that were objecting and raising concerns about the safety of these products. And they were actively suppressed, their voices. They were told that they would basically either shut up or be fired or resign. And we had here in the United States some very high profile examples of individuals that would not go along with the government promoted narratives about safety and effectiveness, Marion Gruber being an example.
Well, we could talk for hours. This is fascinating. Today, our guest is Dr. Robert Malone, and you probably know him. You've seen him on TV and in hearings in Congress, etc., and he's agreed to join us here today. I want to encourage you, dear listener, to consider ordering his book, PsyWar, P-S-Y, capital W-A-R. It is on Amazon. You can pre-order it. And it explains a lot of this surveillance capitalism, as he calls it. And really, this is a way of enforcing the New World Order. And I'm just amazed at how fast it all fell into place, Dr. Malone. It's like they were queued up, waiting to launch massive attacks from various angles, and we all felt it. I give you the final word, 30 seconds. Anything you want to share yet with our audience?
Well, considering this particular audience, my message is stay the course.
Hmm.
Have faith in yourself, in your belief system, in your morals. Remain steadfast. Teach your children those morals, and we'll get through this. but it's going to be a bumpy, rough road. And the stock market crash and the other things that are happening right now just are the beginning of what may be a major wave. I hope we don't have the civil unrest that is sweeping Europe and the UK right now, but I fear that may be coming. And maintaining integrity as communities of faith, taking care of your families, strengthening your families, keeping your children close, that's the best way for us to get through this. And become more self-reliant and also community-reliant. We're going to be in a situation where the only people that we can rely on are each other.
Amen.
And that's actually a good thing.
Our guest has been Dr. Robert Malone. Dear listener, just send us an email if you want more information. We'll write it up on our website. For Redeemer Broadcasting, I'm Dan Elmendorf. Dr. Malone, may God bless you and your wife, Jill, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Dan. I look forward to our next chat.
Dear listener, please join us next week for another edition of A Plain Answer.